Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hell yeah. And if you have fun, in the city, chances are you're going to be sweating this weekend because any fun includes some kind of movement or exercise. It's going to be hot. It's hot right now. It'll be hot at the LSU game tomorrow, so keep that in mind if you are heading to the game. Look, I hope the Tigers come out with, like, bats swinging because this has been an area that has been a problem for the Tigers. And, I mean, they were fortunate to really come back in that game against Little Rock and beat Little Rock in the end because the bats got really, really noisy. Hey, I said earlier I'm really disappointed that the Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean, they were ahead by over 20 points at one point in the first game of the NBA championship, which I've been really following closely, against the Indiana Pacers. And, man, the Pacers are known for comebacks, and they came back last night after being down by, like, 20, maybe even more than 20 at one point, and they win by 1 point. The Pacers came back and won by 1 point. The threes got them back in the game. But really, the Thunder were killing it with the threes earlier in the game and just doing so well. And, you know, you wonder if the Thunder kind of felt like, well, we kind of got this one. We got to kind of have this one in the bag. Man, you can't ever assume that you've got something in the bag. And the Pacers are known to come back. I don't know why I don't like Indiana. I just don't like the Pacers. So I like Oklahoma City. They're a young team. You know, they're from not a prominent market. I mean, it's Oklahoma City. I've been there. It's been a long time, but I've been there. And I just, again, I like the fact that they're a young, energetic team, and I think they're going to be around for a long time. They'll be contenders for a while. I want to also mention that the New Orleans Gold played their final home rugby match tomorrow night, Saturday night. The gates open at 5 o'clock. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. If you've never been to a rugby game with the New Orleans Gold, I mean, this is professional rugby. It's really a lot of fun. And even if you don't understand everything about rugby, you know, you could read up on it a little bit before you go. But as you watch it, and I found this with myself, as I watch it, I kind of figure out a little bit about what's going on. Now, you will notice that when there's a score, when they cross the goal line, they actually have to touch the ball on the ground. If the ball itself doesn't touch the ground, it's not a touchdown. It's not a score. And rugby's older than football, and so I guess that's where football in our country got the term touchdown. But in America, the ball just has to cross the plane. But in rugby, the ball has to actually touch the ground over the goal. So, you know, it's interesting. But the New Orleans Gold, the NOLA Gold, are going to host the New England Free Jacks Saturday night at the Shrine on Airline. And again, the doors open at 5 o'clock. The kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Tickets are very affordable. It might be a fun thing for you to do with the kids. And it's one of those things that it's a fun event. If you've never seen it, go see it. Hey, look, I want to ask a question. I've got a lot of calls to get to. We've got some texts to get to. But I was just reading this morning that at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport, they are temporarily closing the north-south runway for all takeoffs and all landings. So they're only going to use the east-west runway. This is going to put a little more jet noise over parts of Kenner and Metairie. As soon as I realized they were closing the north-south runway, I realized why they waited until this time of year. Now, I could be wrong. This is my theory. But I have a theory as to why they close the north-south runway for safety maintenance work, why they're closing it this time of year. Without me telling you, let's see how long it takes for somebody to text in, why do you think they waited until this time of year to close the north-south runway? I want to see if there's any other aviation nerds out there like me, but I think I've got this. I think I've got this figured out. There may be another reason, but I've got a pretty strong theory as to why the north-south runway is closed. So, Ian, would you be looking for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, be watching for a text that comes in as to why they waited until this time of year to close the north-south runway. It's pretty obvious to me, but anyway, we'll see. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, a lot to talk about. You know, we're not going to forget that today is the anniversary of D-Day. This is the day that American troops and Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, to push back the Germans who had taken control and possession of France. We were there to liberate France and to stop Hitler. This was the beginning of the end of the war that protected our freedoms. And the freedoms that we have today, and the freedom that I have to be on the radio for the last 55 years, the freedom that I have was a freedom that was fought for in World War II. So we can never take this for granted. And I remind you that this is all on display at the World War II Museum here in New Orleans. If you're listening from somewhere else in the country, it's worth a trip here to go to the World War II Museum. If you haven't been recently, there's a lot of new stuff, so I recommend a trip to the museum soon. All right, we're also talking about the bromance breakup between Trump and Musk, and we'll get to all of that coming up. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Angelique in Bay St. Louis. Angelique, thank you for hanging on, and welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Actually, Scoot, I am back in... let me just say, Greater New Orleans. I've moved back 2 weeks ago, to be exact. So I enjoyed my 5 years in Bay St. Louis, but it's time for me to head back this way. Anyway, I was telling Ian, just talking, this wasn't exactly a D-Day, but I did a story once for the Ventura County Star on a veteran. His name was Sanford Lebman, and he was on this radio tank, you know, like the tank that goes out ahead and the troops are about 10 miles behind. They like scope everything out, but they discovered Dachau, and he was on the radio tank, I mean the tank that busted through the gates of Dachau and freed the concentration camp at Dachau. And he was 19 years old and was on this, and they accidentally ran into this. They thought it was a prisoner of war camp, and they were there, and all of a sudden they started getting fired on. So since they were in a tank, they went through, and it was a very, very touching story. He was invited back to, he was one of the only surviving men, I think for the 60th anniversary or the 65th, I can't remember. It was April 1945 was the date. And so the first time he was invited, he wouldn't go. And then 5 years later, he did go because when I interviewed him, his wife and daughters knew nothing about it, that he was even part of that. He never talked about the war.
Wow.
And that was very common of veterans in World War II. They never talked to their families. Yeah. They never told their stories because it was just too horrific to even talk about. But when they went back for this celebration of the liberation of Dachau, and they had a little thing in the town, a little ceremony and things like that, and then they were going to this reception after, and just always gets me emotional, and they were walking down, and a man was running behind to catch up with them, and he said, "I remember you." He was one of the Jewish prisoners in this crematorium where he was docked, because Mr. Lebman was Jewish, and he was the only one in the group that spoke Yiddish. Wow. And he explained to them that we're Americans. We're here to save you. We're here to free you. And because they didn't know, you know, they thought they were, they didn't know who they were. Wow. So anyway, it was just such a touching story to talk to this man, just to think of 19 years old, what he experienced. And yeah. that was the strength of people, those the men of that generation that really did save the country.
Angelique, you're right. I mean, you're right. I appreciate you sharing that that story with us. And thanks for being with us. Yeah, it was a brave generation. Look, there are brave people out there right now, and brave people went to Iraq, and brave people have been in Afghanistan, and brave people have been deployed all around the world. That generation that was involved in World War II was not the only brave generation. We've got brave people today as well. But I wonder if our country would come together today the way it came together when the U.S. entered World War II. The war was going on in Europe. Hitler was trying to take over the world with the help of Mussolini in Italy. They were trying to spread fascism throughout Europe. And the U.S. was isolationist at the time. When the Japanese attacked us, then we became involved in the war in the Pacific, and then we also ramped up and became part of the war in Europe. We were fighting two wars at the same time. I mean, two big wars in the Pacific and in Europe. And the Japanese attacked us because the Japanese were trying to spread their empire, and they needed oil. And that was one of the main reasons that they attacked us at Pearl Harbor, because they needed oil from the U.S. Let's go to Michigan. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoop. Today I'm reminded of my maternal grandmother, Genevieve Curott. She worked for Higgins. She was in charge of the IBM punch card system, early computers, for inventory control. And Andrew Jackson Higgins said without that system, he could never have built as many PT boats and landing crafts as he did. So IBM was a big part of our success in D-Day and winning the war.
That's a proud memory for you, I'm sure.
It is, very much so.
And men and women, you know, I mean, women entered factories. Women were part of the workforce. African-Americans were part of the workforce. Men and women and blacks and whites. And, you know, Americans came together as Americans first. And it didn't matter whether you were Republican or Democrat, people came together. And one of my favorite parts of the World War II Museum is that area where they have the posters and the signs, you know, plant a vegetable garden, you know, don't waste food, save it for the soldiers. And it was just all about also men and women and black and white Americans and everybody coming together and building a military that would fight in that war and win that war and go on to become the greatest military in the world, which it still is today. Paul, I appreciate the call. How's the weather in Michigan right now?
It's a little cloudy and gloomy. We got the smoke coming in from Canada, but it's a beautiful place up there. A quick word. I think if we were confronted with the same kind of situation today, our country would be united quicker than anything else could do for it. On a lighter note, I've got an idea how to get people on short stack.
How's that?
Need to post a picture of you in those shorts.
No, it might convince people not to wear shorts. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, look, some shorts are, you know, shorts are very stylish. The last couple of years, shorts have been very stylish, and I decided to buy a couple pair of shorts this year, and I wore shorts out in public for the first time in I think 35 years, like in the last weekend or weekend before, I forget. And today is the first day in my 55-year career I have ever worn shorts to work. Paul, I appreciate the call, but I don't know that we need a picture posted. Let's go to Austin. We take a break? Oh, wow, okay. All right, Ian's telling me we've got to take a break here. All right, we're going to come right back, Mike and Austin. If you're on hold, stay with us. Also, more of your calls are coming up. If you do have a comment, want to join us, the Oaken Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I just posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. Go to substack.com. I hope you'll join me. I hope you'll subscribe. It's a different audience. It's an extension of our show. It's a companion to this show. and you're going to get a lot of news and a lot of information from Substack. If you don't know about it yet, remember you heard about it from me, and I hope you'll join Scoot on the Air on Substack. And I just posted a video about praise for Donald Trump taking the high road in the argument with Elon Musk. Why might Donald Trump be taking the high road? Well, I talk about that in the video just posted on Substack. This breakup of his bromance is, if you think about it, it's really sad. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be a different song. This is Dolly. This is a song for D-Day. We're going to do another song for the breakup of the bromance coming up. But this is Dolly. Color Me America. Love this song.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This romance breakup, again, let's think about the two men who are separated. They're no longer together. Their hearts must be breaking. You know, we think about the politics and we turn this into a spectator sport, but I wanted to take time today to think about these two men involved in this and what it's like to lose somebody that you're so close to for so long, shared so much with, shared $300 million together, shared campaigning together, on the campaign trail together, shared so many memories. And those memories are now sadly gone. I'm Scoot. It's a free-for-all Friday here on WWL. Let's go to Ian and see if any texts have come in about my theory about why they waited until this time of year to close the north-south runway at the airport for safety maintenance work.
Lots of guesses here.
Okay.
Here's a text that says, hurricanes.
No.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be because of a hurricane.
Because we're all inside with the air conditioners making noise.
No.
How about seasonal weather patterns indicate that prevailing winds would be out of the west during the summer months, as opposed to out of the north during winter months, would be my best guess.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
There's a few others.
Okay, let me hear the others.
Weather is calmer and there's less travel in hotter months.
No.
Visitors are low with the summer heat.
Well, that's, I mean, those things are all true, but I don't think that's why they waited until this time of year to close the north-south runway.
Fewer tourists, no big events?
No.
Okay, I'll leave you with this one. Because the runway goes on vacation this time every year. Don't you know how hot and sweaty the tarmac gets this time of year just sitting there under the sun?
I love that, but no. Look, here's my theory. When a cold front comes through here, first of all, planes take off into the wind. Now, with big jets, it doesn't have to be exactly into the wind. But if there's a big cold front that comes through here and there's a lot of strong wind coming in from the north, they have to use the north-south runway. In fact, when President Trump was coming here at one point, he had to use the 757 and not the big jet, not the 747, had to use the 757, the smaller jet as Air Force One, because it would take the east-west runway to land the big jet. And so they were going to have to use the north-south runway because of a cold front that had come through here and very heavy northerly winds. So because of that, they had to use the north-south runway. So I think they closed the runway this time of year for safety maintenance work because there's no chance of a cold front coming through here to the point where there's going to be really strong, heavy wind coming from the north to where they have to use the north-south runway. And this time of year, the east-west runway will suffice. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Mike in Austin, Texas. Hey, Mike, welcome to our show.
Well, I'm hearing you guys 3-4 times a week. I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
But the bottom line here is my grandfather fought in the Meuse-Argonne Offensive. You can look that up. It's one of the bloodiest, if not the bloodiest, battle ever fought by U.S. servicemen. And listening to his stories, listening to my father-in-law's stories, my late father-in-law flew Marine dive bomber 28 different times in the Pacific Theater. And my dad served in the Navy. And I heard all these stories, Scoot. But I will tell you, I have never been so moved. Even as great as those stories were and as professionally well told as they were, when I stood on that beach, walked down to the cliffs, and looked up, how in the name of Lord in heaven did those soldiers scale those cliffs and take out all those Germans? It's unbelievable. And when you step on that beach, you're going to have the feeling of your life, I promise you faithfully.
Wow. It sounds dramatic. And I have imagined that. I've imagined that setting where the Germans are lined up there on the cliffs and they're just... they're protected, and they're shooting at the Allied troops, just trying to pick off the Allied troops. But yet, the Allied troops made it up there to overtake those cliffs. You're right. It was truly amazing.
Well, I did a little time with a network as a correspondent and was in Haiti when they overthrew Aristide, was over in the Gulf region in early 90s, and None of that even comes close. And the fact that these people had the guts and wanted to save this country, wanted to save the democracy, Scoot.
Yeah.
They were the greatest generation. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And how in this country everybody came together and they built this military in a very short period of time that was capable of winning the war. We were I think 19th in the world when Pearl Harbor hit.
I saw that last night and I'd forgotten it on one of the news programs and almost fell out of my chair. But think about it. You would have to bring all those people together in order to do that. Yeah. And they did it.
They did.
It's still possible for us to do that kind of thing, but it's going to take some work.
Well, you're right. And I hope we think about what happened on this day 81 years ago and realize that if we're not there where we would come together like that, we need to get there. And we need to get there soon. And we need to put the petty politics aside. And we need to start being Americans first and Republicans and Democrats second instead of the other way around.
Thank you very much. Right. I couldn't have said it better. And I don't miss you guys. I mean, I don't miss you at all. If you're on, I'm on. I don't have anything to listen to over here talk show-wise except far right. And when Austin went to far right on radio, I went away.
Well, you know, Mike, that's interesting, you know, and that's why this show on WWL here is so unique because, you know, Austin is a liberal city. But
yes,
yet, but talk radio in Austin, Texas, is right-wing rhetoric. It is part of the conservative echo chamber, and this just once again points out how dominant conservative radio is and how unique this show is, not only to here, but really to the country.
Sometime I'll drop you a note and tell you where I think all this started.
All right.
And I've got a pretty good read on it.
I appreciate
that. I was in
the
business when all this mess started. In the 80s, and there was a certain president did away with the fairness doctrine.
Yep.
I could go on for 4 hours about that.
Yeah. You know, one day I am going to talk about the fairness doctrine, and it would be interesting to have your thoughts as well. So, Mike, I do appreciate the call, and have a great weekend in Austin. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. Fun city. All right, if you have a comment, you're on hold. Stay with us. We'll get to your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. You know, even though we're dealing with a lot, we're going to get through this. We are. And what happened on this day 81 years ago, June 6, 1944, what happened on this day is a reminder of who we are as a nation. And we have not been acting like that nation in recent years. And we need to change. We need to be better. We need to be
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Americans. All right, Friday afternoon. As the clock ticks away, it's going to be Friday night. All right, here are a couple of quick comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page to the question. I posted a video, and the question was, who's going to win this fight? Is it going to be Donald Trump or Elon Musk? Donald says, I would like to see Trump Jr., half scoop, in the ring with Elon Musk. No gloves. Are you kidding? Elon Musk would pummel that guy. Elon Musk is a monster of a man. He's freaking huge. I mean, he could play in the NFL. Larry says, I'm rolling with Elon. This reminds me of Apollo Creed and Ivan Drago. Another comment comes from Sonny. Best day of the news in a long time, making me laugh nonstop. Yeah, Sonny, I agree with you on that, man. When that thing broke yesterday about Trump being in the Epstein files, and Trump hasn't denied it. You know, of course, at some point he might. But I tell you, Donald Trump is playing softball with Elon Musk. I think he's afraid of Elon Musk. James in Harvey, welcome to our show.
Glad you let me in, brother. I'm sorry. I want to complain again, so bear with me.
Go ahead.
I love the idea that we're taking the light side or the soap opera / reality show side of this relationship between these two. But that relationship should have been an abomination to begin with, and we normalize it. That man's one vote should count no more than my one vote, regardless of what he contributed, whether it was $280 or $300 million. That was a contribution. Now, he did get, as the Republicans will put it, a great return on his investment, even though I don't think that's an investment. But the point is, before they gave him access to Doge and to be treated like a cabinet member, that man had at least 32 federal investigations going on. I don't hear anybody saying what the status of those, but I think those are gone. The other one, he had access to the judges and the investigators' information of the people who investigate him. I don't hear anybody talking about that. Yeah. That kind of stuff. Sir?
Well, there's something that's come up recently that Donald Trump may indict him. If it gets too ugly, Donald Trump may indict Elon. But, you know, I mean, you bring up a valid point, James. There's a lot going on there. And, I mean, I don't know that anybody has suggested that Elon Musk has more than one vote. But he certainly had a lot of influence for somebody who was not elected. And that's a legitimate point. All right, Jimmy and Gretna, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Hey, man, hope you have a great weekend. And that's really cool. You gave a plug to NOLA Gold Rugby. I went to my first game last year.
It was fun.
And it was very fun. It's very interactive. If you're an adult kid, it's got bands playing at halftime and after the show, fireworks. But yeah, they're tomorrow night at the Shrine on Airline at 6, NOLA Gold Rugby. And look, a really good event this weekend, today and tomorrow. This is in Biloxi. It's called Bike in the Beach. You got Lillian Axe, 80s hair metal from New Orleans, playing tonight at 8:30 out there, right there on the beach in Biloxi. And then tomorrow, Yosie Scott of Saliva, the singer, the original voice of Saliva, is the headliner. So that's a pretty cool event, too, if people are looking for something to do. But I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if you brought this up on the show. I brought it up to Ian. Not since the Marilyn Manson concert of a couple weeks ago has there been such a kerfuffle over this subject of, you know, they got this pride parade tomorrow in Mandeville, and a lot of people are upset. Some people are excited. I wanted to get your take on it. There's a pride parade tomorrow in Mandeville at 2 o'clock in St. Tammany. What have you heard about this, and is the event going to happen?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard much about it. Have you heard much about the pride parade in Mandeville? You know, I mean, if you're upset about that, why are you upset? I mean, the parade's not coming to your house. If you don't want to go, don't go. Why are you upset? I mean, are you so hateful and mad at homosexuals that you want to stop the parade? You know why they have the pride parade? Because of people who are upset about the pride parade. Because they don't get it. They don't understand that Americans should be allowed to be free to be who they are. And if you're gay, you should be allowed to be gay. None of your business. None of your business. So have the parade and don't be stupid. Don't try to cause any trouble. Don't be stupid. Don't, like, you know, say, oh, well, we you know, this is going to be terrible. What, you think it's going to affect your kids? It's not going to affect your kids. If your kids are gay, they're gay. If they're not gay, they're not gay. It's that simple. Tammy's in St. Rose. Tammy, you're on WWL.
Hello. So I normally joke around, but I will say this time I'm not. I had the opportunity about 25 years ago to transcribe Stephen Ambrose's marine interviews for the Guadalcanal airstrip. And I know that's a long way from D-Day, but if they hadn't had that, it would not have been good.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is that in their voices, there was no chance. No, it was unthinkable that they would lose that airstrip. Each and every one, it was just unthinkable, and they knew they were going to hold it. I can't, oh my gosh, I laughed and I cried with these 100 interviews. You know, I heard a bunch of stories, but that was the one thing that came through. And when they talked about their heroics, because they did ask about that, their voices got very low.
Interesting.
They weren't, you know, when they were talking about their buddies, they were almost jovial, some of them.
Yeah.
But when they talked about, you know, killing people, their voices got very low, and they,
that had to be quite an experience for you to transcribe all of that.
Oh, it was such an honor. Oh my gosh, it was such an honor. I learned a lot.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Well, Tammy, thank you for sharing that with us, and I hope you have a great weekend. All right. Not that I have much respect for Alex Jones, but he's kind of freaking out. Alex Jones is saying, God help us all! God help us all! Because Trump has been implicated in the Epstein files, and I posted this on Substack. But you know why they're freaking out over this? Because, you see, Donald Trump was supposed to have been put in power to stop the Democrats from continuing this child sex operation where they are killing and drinking the blood of young children. That's the QAnon theory. And right-wing radical Republicans, a lot of them believe this crap. Now, I'm not speaking about all Republicans or all conservatives, but there are right-wing radicals who believe this crap. And Donald Trump was supposed to be the savior. What if Donald Trump was part of it? I mean, this is like causing some people to absolutely freak out. So we'll see where all this goes. I'm sure there'll be developments over the weekend. I wonder if Donald Trump and Elon Musk are going to try to reconcile this before it gets too ugly. But I just find it really fascinating that Donald Trump is not going after Elon Musk with the visual and the vicious verbiage that he usually uses to go after anybody who says anything negative about him, and saying that he's in the Epstein files, implying that it was more than just taking pictures with Jeffrey Epstein. Saying that, if it would have been anybody else, Donald Trump would have gone absolutely postal. And he hasn't. So I find that to be very interesting. All right. I'm going to get out of here at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this weekend. Watch a little LSU baseball. Watch the NBA playoffs. And, hey, it's Friday. Let's have fun. All right. Sports Talk is coming up next with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak, and there'll be a lot to talk about. So last night was the game at Oklahoma City, the Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The game was last night, and the next game's not until Sunday night. So the Pacers are stuck in Oklahoma City all day tomorrow, all day today, all day tomorrow, and then all day Sunday until Sunday night. Wow. I wonder if they're going to be in shape to play basketball. They'll probably be glad to play a game and get the hell out of there. I don't know what goes on there. Anyway, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Had a great show. We had another great week. Thank you for being part of the show. And hey, if you're going to go to that Pride Parade, just have fun. And remember, the parade's not coming to you. So if you don't want to go see it, don't go see it. But just let people be who they are. Okay? I'm Scoot. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.